Tonight, if you have a copy of God's word, I want you to come with me to Hosea chapter 1. Thank you all for praying for me for my voice. It feels a little better on tonight. It must be because my wife is in the audience. Amen. Hosea chapter 1. And when you look at Hosea chapter 1, I just want to grab one verse. Hosea chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible says, "The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms or of adultery, and children of whoredoms. For the land has committed great whoredoms departing from the Lord." If you press me for a sermonic theme on tonight, I want to talk to you from the tag, crazy in love. Crazy in love. You may have never been in love, but you've seen some people in love before. And you can attest what you've seen other people do. People do crazy things in the name of love. People will spend all the money they have in the name of love. You will drive a long distance while your gas light is on. In the name of love. You'll stay up all night talking on the phone, knowing you got to be to work the next morning in the name of love. You will lift heavy furniture even though you got a bad back in the name of love. We have all done some crazy things in the name of love. When you think about love, if you ever wanted to see a picture of a love that's crazy, it is by looking at the book of Hosea. A book that mirrors God's love for us. It was Paul, if I could paraphrase it, who said in Ephesians chapter 3 and 18 that we may comprehend the depth and the height and the length of God's love. That God's love is so tremendous that when you look at it, it's really crazy. And on tonight, what's amazing about God's love is that God loves us even though we don't deserve it. That while the cross is the greatest expression of God's love, God gave shadows of the cross in the Old Testament. And so on tonight, as we approach this text, I want to speak to someone who is not a member of the Lord's church. I want to let you know that God loves you so much that it can be defined as a crazy kind of love. And for those of us who are children of the King, that even when we've gone astray, even when we've let God down, even though sometimes church members will not forgive you, God forgives you. And I wish everybody would have said amen on tonight, that the book of Hosea pictures God's love for someone when they have gotten off track. And so if you stay with me for a little while on tonight, I just want to show you a picture of God's love. And hopefully, if you see God's love, it will move you to give God your life. And if you are already a member, sometimes it's just remembering how good God has been to you that causes you to come on back to God. And so when we pick up this story on tonight, I would tell you that one of the elders gave me some advice, and he said, it's hard to pin God down. And what that elder meant by that great advice was that sometimes it's hard to figure out what God is doing. That there are times in history that God has done strange things. In other words, you remember that it was one day God told Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 4 verses 4 and 5 to lay on his left side for 390 days because God does strange things. It was a time in Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, that God told Jeremiah to put a yoke on his neck and to walk around with a yoke on his neck because God does strange things. There was a time that God told Isaiah to strip naked and to walk around the city because God does strange things. There was a time that God told a prophet by the name of Jonah to go down to Nineveh. That would be Israel's enemies, that would send them into captivity, and save your enemy because God does. There was one time that in the city of Jericho, that the only person and her family who was saved was a prostitute because God does strange things. And on tonight, as we come to this text, we pick up with God doing something strange. If you pick up at Hosea chapter 1 and verse number 1, the Bible says the word of the Lord came unto Hosea, the son of Beriah, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in those days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land has committed great whoredoms, departing from the Lord. The next strange thing that God does is that before God gives Hosea a message, normally when God would commission a prophet, God would always give him a message to speak. But God says, before I want you to speak anything, I want you to go get married. And it's not an option, it's actually a command. He says, I want you, and I want you to go marry a woman, and she's going to be unfaithful to you. God say, I'm letting you know up front that she's going to be unfaithful to you. He says, y'all real quiet on the night. Y'all all right? If I'm in the book, y'all say amen, somebody. He says, I want you to go marry a woman. She's going to be unfaithful. You all going to have some children, and the children are not going to take after you, but they're going to take after her mama, after their mama. Can you imagine Hosea, this prophet who has been waiting to be used by God, and his first mission was go marry a prostitute. Go marry a woman that you may find another man's phone number in her pants pocket. Go marry a woman that you may find her on the phone with another man late at night. Y'all real quiet. Go and marry a woman, and she is not going to be faithful. And it would not be an option, but a command. In verse 3, as we work our way through the story, he says in verse 3, so he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dibon, which conceived and bear him a son. Do y'all see that right? So he went and he did as God commanded, and she got pregnant and she bore him a son. But if you drop down the verse 6, the text says that, and she conceived again and bare a daughter. Now something is missing in verse 6 that's seen in verse 3. In verse 3, the text says she bore him a son. But in verse 6, the text says, and she gave birth to a daughter. Yes, sir. All right. Verse 3 said it belonged to him. Y'all still ain't on the line yet. But verse 6, it just says she bore a daughter, which carries an idea that even the next child. I'm just in my text, y'all quiet, I'm in my text. Carries an idea that this second child and in the next verse, the text says, in verse 8, the text says, now when she had weaned Lo-ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. So she had a third child, and what's absent from it is the word him. carries an idea that the second and the third child may not have been his. And when you look at what Hosea has done, he has obeyed God. He has married Gomer. He has provided a roof over her head. He has provided food for her. He has played the role of a husband. But if you are familiar with the story, you know that Gomer leaves. Because the relationship of Hosea and Gomer mirrors God and his people. That how God has taken in his people, and how God has blessed you through the years. How God has brought you through dangers seen and unseen. And he's made a way for you when you didn't know how you was going to make it. And he put food on your table, and he put shoes on your feet, and he framed you in your right frame of mind. And when you didn't know how you was going to be brought out, God brought you out, because God married you. But there are times that as God's people, we'll walk out on God. Before Hosea married her, she was a prostitute. And even after her experiencing a better life, she returns back to her old lifestyle. It reminds us that sin is hard to break. Are y'all with me on tonight? That you can be on the right track one day, then you can be on the wrong track the next day. And so if you just follow me, she has walked out of his life. Now Hosea is ready to preach.
Mercy.
Because God would let him preach until his heart had been broken. So now he can feel the pain of God when he's preaching.
Okay. Y'all ain't with me on tonight.
Because God needed to have his heart broken. So when he preaching, he preaching harder, and he preaching just like directly how God feels. It's one thing to hear about something. It's another thing to go through it. So when God says my people are cheating on me, Hosea can say, I know how you feel, God. When God says my people have left after I've done so much for them, Hosea say, God, I've been there with you. And so God sets this up. Gomer has walked out, and the question now becomes, what will Hosea do? Will he go down to the, I don't know if we got the billboards in Nashville. They had him in Georgia. Uncontested divorce, $199. I don't know if y'all got that in Nashville, but they had it down there in Georgia. Will he go down to the divorce court? What will Hosea do? What will he do based on the fact that Gomer has walked out? And y'all come on back on the line. Y'all know Hosea a preacher, which means everybody talking about him. Oh, y'all quiet. You know Hosea a preacher. Everybody talking about him. You know Gomer left Hosea, right?
Why y'all acting like that?
I saw Hosea at the tent meeting, and he didn't have Gomer, Bob. And somebody say Gomer left him a wild bike, and she left the children with him. And you know they say that second and that third child may not even be here, and she done gone back. Y'all know how we talk. And so the question now becomes, what will Hosea do? What will he do? He's been publicly embarrassed. He's been let down. His heart has been broken. What will he do? When we come to chapter 3, Brother Wallace, you feel like reading for me tonight. Chapter 3 and verse number 1. Chapter 3. And verse number 1.
Then the Lord said to me.
Then the Lord said to me. Come on ahead and read.
Go again.
Go
again.
Love of the hold on. God. One day, Hosea. One day, Hosea sitting at the house, waiting for the prayer from his next message from the Lord. And when God came to him again, God didn't tell him to go to the divorce court. God say, go again. In the Hebrew, it sometimes it read, go for a second time. Go again. Go again and do what, God? Come on, Brother Wallace. And I want God to say, I want you to go again. I want you to love a woman. Read. I want you to go love a woman who is in love with another man, and another man love her.
Mercy.
Y'all ain't real on the night. Y'all ain't real on the night. God says, I want you to go, and I don't want you to get a new one. God says, I want you to go and get another, get that same one, but she's in love with somebody else. Al Green said, how do you mend the broken heart? I think it was Tony Braxton that said, unbreak my heart. Chris Brown said, I got heartbreak on a full moon. And if you ask God how you mend a broken heart, God told Hosea, go again. Go love a woman who really is in love. Go ahead and read it.
By a lover.
Read.
And is committing adultery.
And she's committing adultery. I want you to go get your wife back, even though at this current moment she's laid up with another man.
Mercy. Mercy.
Come on, Bro Wallace. Come on.
Just like the love of the Lord.
God says, just like
the love of the Lord.
God says, I want you to do it because it's just like
the love of the Lord.
Read. For the children of Israel. Read.
Who look to other gods.
In other words, even though my people love idolatry, even though my people are not caring anything about me, God says, at this moment, I still love them. What kind of God is that? That even while you at the club, while you hadn't been to church in years, while you doing every sin you big and bad enough to do, God say, I still love you. While you accuss God to his face, God say, I still love you. What kind of God? What kind of God is that? If you watch this now, you all know that Hosea could have Gomer put to death. Leviticus 20, you remember they caught the woman in adultery and they brought her to Jesus for her to be stoned? Why? Because one of the penalties for getting caught in adultery was death. And so Hosea has the option of justice. But God says, don't go for justice. Go for grace and mercy. And every now and then we need to be reminded that when we were out there, God could have opted for justice, but God opted for grace and mercy. And if God extended it towards me, I need to extend it towards somebody else as well. Amen, somebody. Y'all give yourself away when you don't say amen. And so he could have opted for justice. But God says, I want you to go love a woman even though she is loved by another man and she laying up with somebody else. So, Hosea, what will you do at this moment? Come on, Brother Wallace, let's read.
So I bought her for myself. For 15 shekels of silver.
Hold on. We got to paint this picture. Can you imagine Hosea? He done left his house. He looking for Gomer. He stopped over there. He said, hey, y'all seen my wife? No. We hadn't seen her. He stopped at the corner. And they say, preacher, you got a word for us? No, man, I'm looking for my wife. Oh, my bad. Come on, I'm just trying to paint the picture. Can y'all imagine him looking for his wife? Hey, you seen my wife? How embarrassing this is. You seen my wife? He done found them at the strip club. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to paint a picture. And he done knocked on the door. Yeah, restricted area. Amen, somebody. And he done. And And the owner of the club done stuck his head out, and he done said, "Preacher man, this ain't your place. What you doing down here? I'm looking for my wife, Goma. Is she in there?" "Yeah, she in there, but she working right now." "Y'all come on the line, come on the line, come on the line." He has to come out of his own pocket, has to pay 15 shekels of silver and some vegetables as well for his own wife. And the sad part about it, he's paying for something that already belongs to him. Okay, y'all missing. He's paying for something and she already belonged to him. Psalms 24:1, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell. There is a thought, he's paying for something that already is his. When Jesus died on the cross, he was buying mankind, even though we really already belong. The Savior having to pay with his own blood people that already belong to him. And so he pays the money. I can see Jesus at the cross paying for Chris's sin when Chris knew better. I can see him paying for your sin when you knew better. I can see him coming to get you when you knew better. I can hear Jesus saying, "God, where Chris at? Down there. Go get him anyway." Mercy. Y'all come here, come here. I can see him paying for the church, the church of Christ, even though he knew there was going to be times we were going to get off track. Paid for us anyway. And so when he paid the price, what did he say, Bro Wallace? Come on.
And I said to her, "You shall stay with me many days."
He said, "You're going to stay with me many days. You're going to stop all of this." Uh-huh. Yeah, you're going to stop all of this. Because if the Lord come and get you, you're going to stop all this. We call it another word today. It's called repentance. Because when he come and get you, amen, somebody, when he come and get you, you don't mind cutting out all that foolishness when you know where you were. And when he came and got you, somebody, he said, come on ahead and read.
"Stay with me a many days and you shall not play the harlot."
You're going to cut all this out. Come on ahead and read.
"Nor shall you have a man."
Read.
"So too will I toward you."
Read.
"The children of Israel shall abide many days without king or prince."
Read.
"Without sacrifice or sacred pillars."
Read.
"Without ephah or terebin."
Read.
"Afterward the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord."
Listen. I want to back up right quick. Brother Wallace, grab verse 3 for me, you all. Grab verse 3 for me, Brother Wallace.
"I said to her,"
go ahead and read.
"You shall stay with me many days."
You're going to stay with me many days.
"You shall not play the harlot."
Read.
"Nor shall you have a man."
Read.
"So too will I be toward you."
When Hosea says, "You're not going to have another man," and he says, "So will I be towards you," Hosea is saying, in spite of what you've done, I'm going to be faithful to you. Hosea say, in spite of how you cheated on me, you don't got to worry about me being unfaithful to you. What kind of God is that? That in spite of our backslide, and in spite of all the stuff we've done, God said, when you come back home, you can depend on me to be there every time. That's some crazy love right there. God said, you can expect for me to be there every time. You won't miss a meal. You'll have your needs met. Why? Because I'm a faithful, I'm a dependable kind of God. Come on, Brother Wallace, let's finish this song up. Come on ahead and read.
"After the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord."
Read.
"Their God and David their king."
Read.
"They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days."
Listen. He tells them, he said, there's coming some days that you're not going to have a king, a prince. He says the exile is coming. Because even though God forgives you, there are consequences. So Israel is going to have to go into exile. But he says that there's going to come a day that they're going to come back to God. They're going to seek God and David their king. But the amazing part about it is David has been dead for a while. So the thought is that you got a good future, because the David you're really talking about is Jesus. And whenever you got Jesus, you got a good future. And no matter what your past looks like, because Jesus is alive, because he rose from the dead, you got a good future. And he says, and you'll come back to God, I'm paraphrasing it, and you will tremble or you will fear him, and you'll praise him for his goodness. Sometimes when you look back over your life and you realize you hadn't been perfect all your life, you don't mind telling God, thank you. And I'm just not talking about with your lips. I'm talking about with your life. Why? Because God brought you out of some stuff that he did not have to. And so I would tell you on tonight, she was purchased back with 15 shekels, but we were purchased back by the blood. Your condition was too bad for money to get you off of your condition. Money couldn't get you off death row. No. Your sin was too bad for money to get you off death row. Your mistakes were too enormous for silver and gold to get you right, like Peter says. But it took the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish, without spot. And if the blood could clean Peter out of all people, if the blood could clean Peter, if the blood could clean David, after committing adultery and having Uriah killed, if the blood could clean David, if it could clean Peter, it could clean you on tonight. You respond to this invitation by believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. That belief will make you change. It's called repentance. Luke 13:3, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That belief will move you to publicly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And when you think about everything Jesus has done for you, you shouldn't be ashamed. You shouldn't be ashamed, because how many people would have been ashamed to go and get Gomer? How many men would have been ashamed to go get Gomer? How many men would have been ashamed to go get Gomer? But one of the things I like about the text is that when he went and got her, I mean, he would have had to walk home with her. And I can see Hosea with his garment around his wife, because I don't care what y'all say. Because I know y'all going to talk anyway. But she my wife. God done told me to go get her. I'm going to be obedient to God's word. So baby, come on home with me. Let them look. Let them talk. At least you coming home on tonight. How many of y'all would have done that? But God did it. And because he did all of that, you should respond to him in baptism. Not being sprinkled or dipped, but being buried for the removal of your sin. And when you do that, God, a Savior, he'll add you to the church. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. He'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Listen, if there's somebody that needs prayer on tonight, if there's somebody who needs to respond, we want you to stand. We want you to come right now as we sing a verse of a